So this morning we're going to start with a conversation about the praxis of team science. That is the practitioners, the people who have actually been engaged in team science, and it'll lay the groundwork for the rest of the conversations that are going to happen today. So I have the wonderful opportunity to be able to tell you about the things that we're actually doing within research team support at the New Katz Institute, and that is LaTanya Tremuel and myself. So research team support works with the New Katz as part of the New Katz Institute, and we have a larger, higher order goal within the New Katz Institute of catalyzing health research collaboration. So we're a little focused in that regard. But we know that productive cross-disciplinary research collaboration is absolutely an essential component of a translational research enterprise. And so New Katz research team support then is charged with specifically focusing on advancing team-based, cross-disciplinary, translational biomedical research collaborations. And we're really a unique entity. We are designated, we are funded. Faculty don't have to pay for access to our resources. And here are some of the things that we focus on. We have sort of a dual focus of the praxis of team science, and I'll explain some more of the actual activities in which we engage in directly supporting our investigators. Catalyzing new clinical and translational multi, inter, and transdisciplinary initiatives. Developing resources and tools that promote collaboration so that folks can just do their work even better. And then we look at the science of team science, obviously sponsoring this Science of Team Science conference, but also conducting and supporting research on the science of team science. And I'll tell you a little bit about how we're doing that, so working on both sides. So the praxis of team science. Certainly with the increased demand for collaboration across diverse science and engineering and medicine and business and humanities disciplines, there's been a trend toward working in scientific teams, and we heard that, and we heard how that was actually quantified through scientific means. And so these teams come together to address complex environmental, social, and public health problems. So that's the practice of team science. In that regard, though, we recognize that team science pursuits are unlike other scholarly and intellectual pursuits that faculty engage in the life of being faculty. They require extraordinary amounts of resources over a short period of time that are otherwise difficult to come by for faculty, especially since you can't decide that you're going to just stop teaching in the time that you're putting together a large team science initiative. And so we've decided that at Northwestern, it's really critical to have specific resources, additional resources available to our faculty at no charge. That is right, add insult to injury. Hi, you want to work on this really big, hard thing, and then we're going to charge you to have to do that. So it doesn't cost faculty anything to take on our services. So we catalyze new clinical and translational cross-disciplinary research initiatives. This is what I call our research development set of activities, where we coordinate special catalytic research events. For instance, in the middle of May, we will be holding a mini research symposium on molecular imaging in cancer, bringing together investigators, clinicians, basic scientists, folks up in physical sciences and engineering on our Evanston campus, the clinical physician scientists and physicians at our medical school campus, and colleagues from the University of Illinois at Chicago and the University of Chicago working on a regional program towards the goal of being able to apply for a highly competitive U54 research center proposal to the NIH in early fall. Okay. We also catalyze program development in response to the funding opportunity landscape. So I actually call through 18 funding databases on a weekly basis, looking for wonderful new opportunities that have been put out by the federal funding agencies and foundations. One recently that came about is the NIH repurposed their R13 conference mechanism to allow teams of folks who are just building new interdisciplinary research teams to apply for funding, not to support their research, but to support their coming together activities. And so I really worked hard to identify groups at Northwestern who could use this kind of support to really help catalyze, to push them forward. And so we actually were able to submit a proposal in response to that when the PI had no idea about the opportunity until I presented it to her. We provide guidance and expertise for building and fostering connections and teams. I had the wonderful, wonderful privilege of being able to work with both Teresa Woodruff and Mike Wazalewski, who you'll hear from in just a little bit, as they put together their research teams in the effort to apply for the grant funding from the NIH and the DOE that currently support their research centers. And coordinate and manage large and complex proposal efforts. In case you haven't actually done one of these research center grant proposals, they end up somewhere on the order of 550 to 850 pages large. All right, just the effort to copy one of these puppies, get it in all the right FedEx boxes, this is not something my faculty should be working on. This is an absolute waste of their time and effort. So we have the staff resources to be able to do that, to make sure that the grants.gov things are filled out, that the bio sketches are in the right format, that the bio sketch that somebody who's only ever had DOE and NSF funding but is now working with an NIH group, we can convert that bio sketch from one format to another for them. And our faculty aren't wasting the time that they could be spending on focusing on their intellectual pursuits on that. And identify and disseminate funding opportunities. And so people get little notes from me all the time. Don't you think this would be a great match for the research that you're currently doing? We develop resources and tools to promote collaboration. We're currently overseeing the identification and implementation of a knowledge management tool for the entire university. We are working with Bonnie Spring, one of our faculty here at Northwestern, who you'll hear from later on today, about developing and producing online team science learning modules. I will be able to direct a new 4-credit graduate team science course starting this summer. We're also working on with folks at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in partnership with them to define processes and infrastructure that's necessary to promote collaboration. Developing a collaboration portal through our New Cats Institute homepage so that we can bring together both self-service collaboration resources and facilitated collaboration resources all into one place so that faculty can find them easily. And in talking about working with our Institute on Complex Systems about being able to initiate and launch a team science evaluation service course. So we've just begun those conversations as well. On the science of team science side and the things we do, I'll spend less time. Certainly we've talked about the empirical field of the science of team science, being able to address some of the questions we have about how best to engage in team science. And so we actively work to promote that set of activities. Clearly, you're all here at the conference, so you know about that and the things that we're doing here. We also conduct and support research on the science of team science. So we actually have some real funding out of research team support that we can give to faculty. We're hoping to be able to build that so that we can cast an even broader net and catch more people in it. So we have NOSH Contractor is working on studying, enabling and compelling interactive data-driven visualization and exploration of relevant science networks. And he's focusing on teams that have received pilot funding from our New Cats Institute. Brian Utsi is working on understanding best practices of network, aiming to uncover network mechanisms that facilitate assembly of high-impact collaboration. Also, Martha Sales-Pardo, a colleague who was unable to make it from Spain, is investigating early prediction of the impact of research through large-scale analysis and modeling citation dynamics, and have been working on the project that you heard from Bill Trosham earlier yesterday, the concept mapping project. So these are just some of the actual research projects that we're actively supporting. We have a number of partners at Northwestern University and then beyond, so we're very fortunate because the context is ripe for us within research to support, and the entire Northwestern community is able to benefit from that. So we have things like the Science of Networks and Communities, which is NOSH Shared Contractors Group, our Institute on Complex Systems, academic and research technology folks from here at the university being able to use collaboration tools to really enhance the activities of our faculty. Our Kellogg School of Management has some of the best team investigators and consultants anywhere in the world. Through our School of Communication, there's a Collabalab that focuses on small-scale collaborations. We have a Center for Technology and Social Behavior and Complexity and Action Network. Northwestern Medicine Collaboration Task Force is a really terrific collaboration between Northwestern Memorial Hospital, one of our medical affiliates, and our School of Medicine. And then we're engaged with a lot of the national CTSA committees. All right, I'll skip the part where I say questions. We're gonna hold questions till the end, and just as we did yesterday, after all of the panelists had an opportunity to speak, I'll invite folks to come up to the microphone to ask us, but wanna say thank you very much for your time this morning, and we'll get Teresa Woodruff's project up in just a moment. Thank you.